inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes
a little advanced work for next spring and summer, seed collecting and storage. And this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Well, where are some of the seeds that we should be collecting right about now?
Well, there's seeds in our gardens, hopefully, and there's seeds out in the wild. So rather than digging, wild plants, we can collect some seeds of things like wild iris and shooting stars, wild geraniums and others, as well as the stuff in our garden, blue poppies, because nobody has too many blue poppies that I know of, primrose seeds, columbines, delphiniums. We can get lots of delphiniums. They're pretty easy to start. But this is a time when the seed pods are turning brown. There's various different mechanisms that they open, the tops of them open up, so that when the wind blows or the rain blows in, the seeds are shaken out onto the soil, hopefully onto some fertile soil where they may sprout, or some of these may stay dormant until the soil is disturbed, and then they sprout afterwards, much like some of our weeds like buttercups and chickweed.
So what should we do? Should we just pick off some of the seed pods or wait until they start beginning to open up a little bit there?
Well, as long as they're, what also happens is they tend to open more when they dry out, when conditions are better. But the problem is it hasn't been very dry lately. So if the seed pods are turning brown, that's enough of an indication that we can pick them, bring them indoors, put them on, I use pie pans or paper plates, and set them out to dry. And then very often you can just shake the seeds out of the pods, or you can kind of roll the pods between your fingers to pop the seeds out. Let them dry out there, and I'll usually give them a couple of weeks to dry, and then store them in small envelopes. Used to be, my old film canisters, but who has film? Well, I still have empty film canisters. Or in small jars in the refrigerator until I'm ready to plant sometime early next spring.
Are there any things that we should do to condition the seeds before we prepare them for planting?
For a lot of these, certainly the wild stuff, as well as the primrose seeds, we've got the late-blooming primroses that are, prolific seed producers, as well as those blue poppies. They all benefit by seeding them on the surface of potting soil in small pots, and then I set them outside in a sheltered spot. This is moist potting soil, or you can literally throw snow on top of them, like in February. Leave them out there for about 2 weeks. That helps break the dormancy of them, the freezing-thawing action and the moisture, and then bring them indoors under lights in a warmer place, 60s to 70s, and they usually sprout fairly quickly, like within 2 weeks, which is relatively quick for some of the flower seeds. Rather, not annuals are usually even quicker than that, but these we start early because they are slow to grow, even under lights indoors, so we can grow them most of the season, and then plant them out in mid to late summer.
Okay, so mid-late summer, you want at least to wait until after the last frost then?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, the delphiniums are quicker to sprout than some of the other things. But still, it takes a while to get up to be the size of plant that you can handle to transplant. And then there's other assorted cautions about keeping the slugs away from them, because young delphinium plants and young blue poppies also, both of them are very attractive to slugs. So, again, we need to protect them with our slug bait or other stuff. And, again, that's why if we grow them indoors or move them out even onto our deck or some other place where we can take care of them and give them a little bit of liquid fertilizer and stuff, we can get them up into a larger size, bigger root system, so then we can transplant them.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot for the suggestions and the tips.
Oh, you're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski is a master gardener, and he joins us every week during the spring and summer for Garden Talk here on Morning Edition.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece.
You're listening to KTOO Juneau. It's 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for headlines coming up from NPR and also the Marketplace Morning Report coming up in just a few moments.
Someone warm them from below till the rains come tumbling down.